Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Baruch
See what I do with my papers. Oh, okay. Oh, right. Yeah, let's see. Hello, everyone. We got another half a minute, and then we can start. So I sent this Peres Yosef, and I hope I sent it. No, I they.
When
No. I guess I photocopied. I didn't say. Let me send it now.
okay.
I'm sorry. Because I always do
What
these.
are you
Wait, wait, wait.
calling starting?
Wait. 1 second. Let me just do this. How do I get to the Poros Yosef? One second. One second. How do I get this far safe? Okay. Okay, this is today. Okay. I'm sending it and I send it now. I'm sorry. Hello, everyone still here?
I'm here.
Okay. I'm sorry. I things have been so hectic here in Yeshiva. It's unbelievable. But yesterday, I had like 6 hours of meetings straight. And I don't think that was an exaggeration. There's some crisis is going on here. So, okay. But
Here you
besides
are.
everything else, besides everything else. And then there's also obviously the situation in Israel. My son called me. They want to make some kind of something, some kind of like a, we that during COVID they made it as Iris on the Zoom or something, but to do it for the Israel also. Let's see, we'll try and do that also. Okay. Anyway, did it come through the Paris Yosef? Okay, I apologize. I did it this morning,
Yeah, I see it.
and I forgot to forward it. I scanned it this morning, but then I guess I got this stuck in the office, and I never got around to sending it. So my apologies. Okay, now let's read this Paras Yosef, if you don't mind. Paras Yosef is a sefer written by the Prima Gadim. And it basically goes on the Rashi that we read yesterday, but it connects to the topic that we've been discussing in Wapshat and
Is it the same Paras Yosef that's in the back of some of the Gemaras or no?
No. Now, this is a Paras Yosef, the separate sefer only on Yevamos. The back of the Gemara is written on all Shahap, and that's not the Prima Gadim. It is written by the Prima Gadim. So it's a separate sefer. This edition happens to have footnotes on the bottom That's unusual. I know, you know, that's something that just must have recently just come out. But it's obviously, if it's from the Prima Gadim, it's pretty chashuv. You know, the Prima Gadim was the Prima Gadim. But okay, anyway, so basically, it's going on the Rashi. Remember, we read the Rashi again. The Gemara asks the Kasha, the next line of the Gemara. Asara Shamanu Onesh Minay. Now, there's the Gemara Rashi says, in other words, obviously in Achos Ishta, Rashi is saying that the Gemara has no kasha on a regular Eshesach. The Gemara has no kasha on a regular Achos Ishto. Where is there an Einish? Because the Gemara knows the Einish. The Pasuk says so. I don't know whether, I mean, it probably says, must say, you know. But the kasha is on Aleha and Itzor. Those are, in a certain sense, Torah has a ribuy that's aser. So the pasuk saying it's aser. But how do we know that it's an einish? The Gemara answers, Amakro kiko asher yasim mikol tevos. So what's the Gemara's answer? I don't know exactly. But there's this pasuk in Vayikra. I assume they knew that pasuk, but they're saying that that pasuk, the word may be call, or maybe there's a double call. No one says, because I don't see in Rashi what the answer. But it says, Hashem mikol atevos. So pasuk shati, the pasuk of kol atevos is marva everything that's in the parsha. And since Aleha Litzur is in the Parsha, so therefore we know, now there's a Havamina probably knew that it's Kares, maybe also, you know, a regular Achos Ishto and Eish Yisach, maybe Gufra from this Pasuk. But the question is, how you know Aleha Litzur? It's just because it says Ko, I assume, so that's Marva everything. Okay. So Rashi, going back to Rashi, before we read this into the essay, Rashi said, "Im yavim erva osarasa." So we were bothered by yesterday. What's the havamina? Why do you need a special pasuk for einish? Once the pasuk tells you, Rashi himself in the very last Rashi said in the last Rashi, the one right basically before, right before, said Ain't Sarah Me'ach, that how does it work? That sins Patra Kaso Misikaso, Harayana Beishazach Shesh Abadim. So, but we were asking yesterday that Eishazach Shesh, the Gemara is not asking on Eishazach Shesh Abadim on Ishminayim, right? The Gemara is only asking him Yibam. So the Eishes of Sheish Rabbanim, the Gemara knows that there's an Eidish. But here, in Eishes Och, which is an Erva or a Tzara, so Rashi says clearly, the Zika goes off, you're considered an Eishes of Sheish Rabbanim. So what's the problem? Of course there should be an Eidish, because just like Eishes of Sheish Rabbanim has an Eidish, so this should have an Einish, right? That was the question. We asked this question yesterday, right? I think so. As Shmuel, right? We asked it yesterday. I have to remember what I give share to the, you know, I don't remember what I say in the Zoom and what I say in share, but I think we asked it yesterday.
Yes.
It's on Kasha and Rashi.
It's a Kasha, well, it's sort of a Kasha on the Gemara, but yes, it's a Kasha on in others, if I didn't have Rashi, I don't know how I would read the Gemara differently. But on Rashi, I mean, especially the one Rashi after the other, Rashi in the previous Rashi said, what?
He says, Befer, Shem Yibin.
Can't hear you. What?
Rashi says, Im Yibin, right?
Right. In other words, I don't know if anyone would have learned differently, but theoretically, without the second, it's both Rashi's add to the problem. If you didn't have the first Rashi, you would say we wouldn't know it's automatic. I don't know. Maybe you would say it doesn't become an Eishes Talk Sheishel upon it. I don't know why not, but Rashi clearly says it does. If you have the second Rashi, theoretically, that's what Rav Nosson is saying, that you could theoretically say, though it would be probably pretty daichik, that the Gemara is kash estam on every Eishes Talk. How do I know any Eishes Talk has an Isher Kares? But that's like pretty funny. Like, why in the world in Mesechus Yevamos would the Gemara have such a question? How do I know any of the Eishes Talk have an Isher Kares? They didn't know the Pasuk. It's a Farish Pasuk in the Torah. So, but Rashi clearly spells out, just to make it clear, that it's only a Kash on Yibum, which means that a regular Eishes Talk we know. We only don't know Yibum. So that definitely highlights the problem. If you know a regular Eishes Talk, Sheish Rabbanim, and you only don't know Yibum, but your Yibum is to be Pashim, because once there's no Zika, then both by her and the Tzara, it becomes an Eishes Talk, Shlabo Makom Mitzvah. It's an Eishes Talk, Shlabo Makom Mitzvah. So it should be Pashim that there's an Isser. Because it's an Eishes Talk, Shlabo Makom Mitzvah. And Eishes Talk, Shlabo Makom Mitzvah.
By the Achas Isha?
Same thing. It's Shlabo Makom Mitzvah. So yeah, there should be two Isurim. Ishes Eishes Ach and Isur Achos Ishto.
Maybe not B'makom Mitzvah.
It's not B'makom Mitzvah because the Torah tells us from Allah that there's no Mitzvah here.
The Torah is not saying there's no Mitzvah. The Torah is saying not to do it.
Well, that means there's no Mitzvah. The Torah is saying not to. Allah is telling you that there's no Mitzvah Yibum. If there'd be somehow or another, without the Aleha, we would have thought there's a Mitzvah Yibum. Aleha tells you there's no Mitzvah Yibum. So Aleha tells you there's no Mitzvah Yibum.
I'm saying we know, let's say by Yehuda and Tamar, there's a Mitzvah Yibum, right? L'maisa, we know not to do it, but L'maisa, there is in the Velt, there's some kind of Mitzvah, there's a Hakamach of Shame, or whatever, there's some kind of Mitzvah Yibum to build a bias. At the end of the day, L'mashal, let's say we say by Pru Revu, he gets the Mitzvah, he still could get Mekayim Puruvu. He went through a Chon, and he could still get a Puruvu, even though he went through Averis, he went through Avada, even if it's a Karis. The Maisa, there's a Taitsa that is done, and that's what he accomplished, and he can't get punished for that. There's a Havamina to say he can't get punished when you're the Maisa. You accomplish the Maisa, the Mitzvah of Yibam. Okay. It's a very good Havamina that can't get punished for that.
Avamina is that you can't get punished because there is a mitzvah, and the mitzvah takes off the punishment. So there's no einish. I mean, so then why shouldn't you go ahead and do it?
That's why should a person? I mean, again, person can mekayim peruvu. With a chayvi krisus, right? Mm-hmm. The kids and moms are still chayim puruvu. Okay, whatever the Torah is on that, before whatever that is. I'm saying the maisa he accomplished, but Torah says not to do it. So there's the mitzvah doesn't necessarily fall away. You know, that's again this how we shift.
Where did you? Shift. You should not get. You shouldn't get a kris or whatever for the chayim puruvu. Then also.
No, but we say he was. That's why he's a mamzer.
Yes, then here.
So we know it's a chayvi krisus. Maybe in Shemayim. I don't know what the answer is. Shemayim and Karis is that you have to check it up on this guy. I'm just saying.
Rabbi do get Karis.
Right. I'm saying. I think Rabbi talked about that in the first year. If he ends up with a Karis, but I'm sure he has to bring a chatas. If it's shaygig, he has to bring a chatas.
L'chayra. So Aaron's asking that. That's not sure what you're saying. As you're saying like this. You're saying. To defend Rashi, that you're simultaneously doing two things. You're doing something good because you're hakim shem la'achiv, and you're doing something bad because you're being ayrekaris. Torah doesn't want you to do the hakim shem la'achiv with a karis. But the ma'isa, saif kosaif, the good result is coming about. But that good result take off the kares. We don't find it That's what Aaron is asking. By Bruvu, even if you would say that you're Mekayim Bruvu, you don't say you don't get Kares.
Maybe that's from this possible. I'm saying maybe it's a Havamina. All we need is a Havamina, Rebbe, you know?
No, but we don't.
Sort of more broadly, like by Mitzvah above Avera, don't usually say that. Maybe you get a mitzvah. You don't get a mitzvah, but you definitely get an Avera.
The Birkas Shmuel says there's no din mitzvah above Avera by Yibo. He brings a raya from Tavis and Abbeis because you can be Mekayim, Mitzvah, Yibo, Mirkiboah, Nida. Even though it was also to do, because you were supposed to wait. It says there's no din mitzvah above Avera by Yibum because the mitzvah is the result.
So but does he say that you don't get an Avera?
What? No, he doesn't. Of course, you get an Avera. But there's
that's
no
what I'm saying. Tool, it sounds like a very modern thing. Why would there be a Havim and you don't get an Avera?
It doesn't pass of the mitzvah. So Shmuel wants to say, so the Havim it would have been that since it doesn't pass of the mitzvah, so you're doing bevas achas a mitzvah and aveira. If you're doing bevas achas, in other words, let's say it's because what Shmuel is saying is let's say it's breaking through the system of ein esay dochad also say sheish bekares. So if you decide, if you go ahead and do it, so you're doing the ma'aseh. There is an esay. The ma'aseh there's a losa say. The chatzchila you weren't supposed to do it because ein esay dochad also sheish bekares. But now that you did it. So you got the essay and you got the los essay. So he's saying, since you got the essay, maybe the essay decreases the oinish of the los essay. But the guy, Aaron is dining, that we don't find that. By pruvu, you do a pruvu with an iser kares. Also, we would say, ein essay derechad osay sheshba kares. And you're Mekayim Pruvu because of the same recite of the Pirkei Shmuel that there's no din of mitzvah above Avera when the mitzvah is the result. But no one's going to say you don't get Kares. So there's nothing to take away the Kares. So just because you got a mitzvah, even Pashas, you don't get a mitzvah. But there's two reasons why Pashas is not so simple, you say. One is a Pashas is no mitzvah because Allah and Nitzor tell us that there's no mitzvah. So if there's no mitzvah, so it's different than Pruvu. Pruvu, you have a mitzvah. Here, there is no mitzvah. There is no mitzvah. So you're saying, but there's no mitzvah, but there's the yashrus of the mitzvah. Okay, that's already, I can hear it. I want to say I can't hear it. But it's a little bit not so simple, because if there's no mitzvah, then who said there's anything? You know, there's, you know.
So let's say this was an achas isha, and he went ahead and did yibum anyways, and they had a kid. Would Rebbe say that the other brother now still has to do yibum because there wasn't a hakam shave?
Yes, that's what I would say. The Torah, just like the Torah went ahead and said, this doesn't have a zika. I mean, isn't that true? Isn't that true that the other brother has to do yibum? I'm sure that is true.
Okay,
I'm sure that's true because you know there's no zika. It isn't the mitzvah's yibum. So you go ahead, and your yibum is nothing. So, first of all, first question, what you're saying is, once the Torah wrote Allah and Nitzor, the Torah is completely taking you out of the mitzvah's yibum. So you're saying that even though it's saying you have mitzvah's yibum, but there's something left. Okay, that's not so simple. Surely not so simple. And second of all, even if there's something left, okay, but so what? So why did that take off? The Maisa, you did an Isser Achas Ishto. The Maisa, you did an Isser Eshesach. And just like Aaron Hertzberg is saying, that in by Priyavu, we never, no one says, and I'm sure no one is going to say, that you're not over the Isser Koreh because you're Mekayim the Mitzvah of Priyavu. One thing has nothing to do with the other. The fact that you did a mitzvah, even if you didn't, either you did mamish a mitzvah. There it's a kavah chaymer. By pruvu, you get mamish a mitzvah when you have to do, in other words, you're going to get the mitzvah pruvu. You're still over kares. And here, you're not getting the mitzvah because the Torah of the Lehel mitzvah shakes off the mitzvah. But you're getting the Indian. So why should there not be kares? Sorry, what did Ari? What did you want to say?
I say like Rashi, the mice. If he was ba alel l'shem pritzos, it sounds like from Rashi that there wouldn't be any shaila onish minai, and it's only like if he did it l'shem yibum.
No, I don't know about that.
Otherwise, Rashi should have just said in ba yavam al ervu tzarasa. Why is Rashi?
No, because he wants to say that he's only they were talking about it, the wife of your dead brother.
Yeah, if you say ba yavam, that obviously means that I'll because. What else other context is that? So that's what you should have said. If Iker is Ba Yavam Bishim Ofen, if he does the act of Yibam, not so, stop all the Lashon
Pritzos. I don't know. I don't think that Rashi is maybe being Mikar. Anytime that's what it is. Every time the dead brother does it, your brother you do to your brother's wife.
Even if he's Ba Lashon Pritzos, that counts as Yibam.
Because Yibam is.
Yeah, but here, if he's Balashim Princess, it was like we never have a child that it's like anything to do with Yibam.
Right? I don't know. If, since Yibam is even Bishaygeg,
So if the Iker is the point that the Avera is that he's Balal, not that he's trying to do Yibam. Rashi's like mischaracterizing it. The more Pasha Lashon is in Ba Yavam Al Ever Tzaras. That's what he's doing.
Okay, but this is it. Just as you know, you want to write extra words. I don't know.
Yeah, but that's the Pasha's Lashon.
Okay, I don't know.
Where is Rashi plenty of times in the Mesach says Ba Yavam instead of Yiyap.
Okay, I don't know. I'm not so. What about Yavam? Wait, Rashi. Okay, because Yavam means that's all called Yavam. Okay, I don't know. I can't say. All right, so let's see what the Prima Gadim says. The truth is, Shmuel, I have to admit, I was trying to think it your way too. I was trying to think the same way, but it's not so simple. Okay. I was definitely thinking that was the only way I could think to answer the question, but it doesn't sound so easy. But okay, now let's read the Prima Gadim. So I have the arrow on the page Samach Gimel, the second paragraph. Azara Shemanu Anish Minayim Tam and Omar Kiko Asher Yasev in Nikrasu Lachayro Yesh Lahakshes. Or the lav of his bakaris, kimin the ikalav, shita, the ptura mechalitz of the yibam vaday, and have age as well. Shama gom mitzvah, bechayev kares mishemesh yisach, much because of Rashi nail. Because once you say ashara means that there's a lav. Ashara shemanu, that means alel and mitzvah are like a lav. So once there's a lav, that means that there's no yibum and chalitza. So then it's an eishes of makom mitzvah in your chayiv kares. That's his kasha. That you know that since there's a lav, which makes you potter from yibum and chalitza. Even the eagle lav, the lav meaning that the Torah said Allah on Itzur, so that makes you potter miyiba v'chalitza. That lav, that's what the lav is saying. The lav is saying that you're potter from yiba v'chalitza. The lav is, so then it should be an eishes lav, shama go mitzvah. Okay, that's his kasha.
Rebbe, why is he only asking about the tzara? Why isn't he asking about the one that's mamash the achosisha? Rashi says both.
Who says he's only asking on the tzara? No, but where did you see that? Keep in the gisbei kares. Yesh ha'achshav. So lav gisbei kares. Keep in the ikalav. That could be by the aleha and the litzer. Pshita the potem and yivah chalitza. So they're both eshizok shalva makol mitzvah.
Yeah, but achosisha already has a kares.
Okay, so that's another point. But the Gemara is asking Einish Minayin. So there's definitely an Isser Eshesach Shabbat Makom Mitzvah. So then let me keep on reading. In here at the Nafkamina Lechaibo Beis Chatzis B'Shaygek. Well, there is. The Gemara is saying, Avada, Eishasach, Shlomo Makom Mitzvah, that's Pasha. But how do we know that there's two chattas? Mishum Kares, the Eishasach. And Kares Achos Ishto. So there's some kind of, in other words, that he's saying that it's one thing to say that there's a one kares, but two kares, you know, that already, even though I don't understand why not, why shouldn't there be two kares? Is it Pasha, there's two kares, because there's two sibos. There's an Eishes Ach and Achos Ishto.
By the Tzara, there'd be two karbanas?
No, he's talking about the Erev itself. I didn't get there yet. He's saying that the Erev itself has two karases. The Erev itself has an Achos Ishto, and the Erev itself has an Eishes Ach Shlomo Makom Mitzvah. So the Gemara's kasha is that you have one kares. Okay, I see that. The Torah puts an Isser. Obviously, there's no Mitzvah Yibum. So I understand there's one kares. But where do you get two kareses? Two kares is like you're really giving a double whammy. So I don't really understand.
The same Eishes Ach?
What?
Same Eishes Ach, he's asking.
I can't hear you.
It's on the same Eishes Ach?
The Eishes Ach and Achos Ishto. In other words, if you have an Aleha, you have a lady who's an Achos Ishto, and now you go ahead and you have Bia with her. You're Miyabim her. So the din is that you're over two Kareses.
Okay,
you're over the Kares of Achos Ishto. And you're over the cards of Eishes Ach Shlomo Makom Mitzvah. So the Gemara's kasha was a double kares. That's already tough. So where do we know that the Torah gives a double kares?
Gemara doesn't say that at all. The Gemara says,
what would be if it wouldn't be Makom Yibum and you married what would be if it's an Eishes Ach Sheish Rabbanim and you had an Eishes Ach and Achos Ishto. The Gemara is only asking, we're not asking there, the Chayra. We're not asking in general, how do we know you can have two Kareses? Marshav Shat, the Gemara is only asking about Yibam. But okay, but let me
keep... like that altogether.
What?
The Gemara says, Asura Shemanu Enish Minayin. The Gemara is mashma talking about the second one.
That's what he says. Listen, go complain to the Prima Godin. Okay, the near the Nafkamina. Let's keep on reading. So I don't really understand. I admit, I don't understand why, how that answers the question. The Shagek. The Shemkare says, Ach, the Kare is Achisha. But that's very good for the Aleha, but the Gemara is also at the end of the Tzara. Right? So if the whole Kasha is, so what's the Kasha? So he answers, who then Tzara? The kares ala nami kaimi. So what's he saying? Radical chiddush is being begotten.
Contamination gives a kares.
He's saying that the tzara gets two kareses. If you go ahead and you're miyabim the tzara, here the Gemara's kasha was. Einesh minayin that there are two kares. Who says it's two kares? Because the Gemara understood that both the erva and the tzara have two kareses. Because Allah, the kares Allah nami kaima. The Allah with the litzor is, I think that's what he's saying. You have two kareses.
Going against the previous Rashi, though?
Right, I hear.
The previous Rashi says that the Zika gets knocked off, and the Mela comes along Achozisha. Doesn't say anything about two Karuses.
Okay, you're right. I mean, the Kasha is much stronger. The Kasha is much stronger because but what you're saying is right. Just in other words, we had a hakira in the last sugya. Whether how does Sarah work? Does Sarah work that you get that the erva patters you, and memeda you're an eishes ach, or the erva asers you, and therefore memeda you're potter. But even when we said the erva asers you, I don't think we held that it makes you into a kares. Just it asers you. It gives you an iser to gabi yibum or something. But the ma'isa, he's saying that the erva mamish gives you a kares. So if according to him, the Rashi, the previous Rashi, makes no sense, because Rashi said shein sara edameach. So the way we read Rashi, shein sara edameach, that Rashi's bothered by Akasha. Why is that true? If there's sara erva's contamination, so what's the difference whether yesh boach or ain boach? That was Rashi's kasha. So Rashi answers, because the way it works by Och is, ho, patra kos mi zikoso, hare la bi ister eishes och shei shabonim. So the ister come the meida. Ava ba'alma, la rabi ister eishes och alei, b'shari lei, but ba'alma, there is no eishes och to come. But if the prima godam is right, that besides the eishes och, that Sarah has another ister, so Rashi did not succeed in answering the question. Rashi was out by, is trying to answer the question, why is Ein Sara Ena Me'ach? Even not Me'ach, you should get the Yisr. Just like there's contamination when it's with an Ach, B'makom Yibam, there should be contamination, Shelo B'makom Yibam. So what's the difference, right? That's what Gupa Rashi is. It bothered by. So the according to the Prima Gadim, the Prima Gadim is arguing with Rashi Pashtas. But it's not just Rashi is bothered is trying to explain why ain't Sarah Meach. The way he explains it is by saying because the since the whole Isser only comes from Meva. So when asks the anishes off shalaba makom mitzvah. So when you're not when there's no anishes off, there's no iser. But if there's an iser besides anishes off, there's an iser of litzur. So then Rashi didn't succeed in answering the question. So obviously Rashi holds that there is no iser of contamination. That's how we clearly learned Rashi.
So maybe it's only shy to have contamination with the woman who's inherently usher also.
What?
Like you can't. Maybe it's only shy to have contamination on a woman who has an isser already. You can't contaminate someone who has no isser baklal.
I don't know. This maybe, but I don't hear this maybe. No, why? What got as far as that?
Because how would you can't. Well, that's why is it so like namastava? Like the Torah, it's to say that you could contaminate. But that's if this woman is completely mutter. And to say that all of a sudden she has an Isser now for out of nowhere, it was like, that's very Chiddush stuff. But to say that the Torah is just giving an extra...
You get an Isser
Kares. Well, what's someone who already has a Kares of Eish Asach? So it's not so crazy. You gotta get, with the context of the second Isser of...
You get a second Kares. So
of the Ervo that's also riding on the Ibum, yeah.
Okay, I don't know. I'm not so happy with that answer. I'm sorry.
Well, the same way the Erva basically like poisons the whole bias, knock out Yibam. So then, in that sense, it's not like you are in a way like infected with whatever Erva is that's in the Tzara. The same way it knocks out the entire bias. No, by definition, there's some sort of like the Yichus between the Tzara and the dead Ach of a Mace is impacted by the fact that there's this Erva here, right? So therefore it's not so far out to say that the Isser of the Erva somehow could contaminate the Tzara too, but to say that where there's no like Shaykhus like
let's say the brother's still alive. Let's say your case with the brother still alive right now. Now if he goes ahead and he's via with the wife that's also his the brother's wife and his wife's sister, so he's gonna have three Isserim. Right? Because he's going to have Ashes and Rabbi Lubin say this thing. So Ashes Ish and Ashes Ach and Achos Ish.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Right? Would you say that the co-wife also has three Yisurim? Because the fact that she happens to be a co-wife? She's Aishas Ach and Aishas Ish, and she gets thrown in Achos Isha, even though he's not his white sister. Let's, there was no Yibam going on. It was just as, he just had Bia with his wife with the co-wife of his sister-in-law twice. You wouldn't say that co-wife you get three Karyuses.
Because there's no yichus between in that because there's no yichus between the wives. That's of significance.
But the yichus between the wives only happens if what?
Yes, in the context of Yibam, clearly the yichus of
Rashi
the
says not like you. Rashi says the yichus is there.
You argue. I don't know. I'm not ready to accept the answer. I'm sorry. So it sounds like unless we're misreading the Paras Yosef. But it sounds like he's saying a radical Kiddush. But who then Sarah the Kares Allah? I don't know what he means Allah. I should have said Kares of Litzer. Kares Allah Nami Kaima.
Maybe Allah literally just means on her, like he just said.
Yeah, but the Kharab Briyasim is saying that there are two, because his whole kasha was that there's.
Yeah, that the who Adin Sarah means two, because the Kares Allah, like the Kares, the. Of both of them,
okay.
Also,
okay. So in other words, it sounds like he's saying, I mean, it's a big Kiddush. I don't, even though Shmuel sent me the Griz that does say this Svara, that Erva patters at Sara because an Erva injects the Isser. I don't think the Griz meant that the Maisa, if you have be with her, you'd be over at Kares, and Halacha the Maisa, you have to bring two Korbanos. You know, he says you have to bring Beis Chatas. You have to bring two Chatas, one for the Isser Achlas Ishto, and one for the Isser. That's a big fish. But I want to just keep on reading, because he seems to say it again, maybe even clearer. So I don't know what he does with Rashi, but let's just keep on reading.
Rashi,
what?
Just on Rebbe's point with Rashi. Maybe Rashi just saying a litmus test. The fact that it's Ein Sarah and the Ach, the fact that there's an Eishes Ach, that differs from the Sheish Arayis Chamuz Me'elu. The fact that there's a Kares or this contamination, whether it's a Kares because of contamination or not, that's not going to make the difference of the Ein Sarah. You know, we need a difference that's going to say the Sheish Arayis is completely mufrid.
The Gemara says Ein Sarah Me'elu has nothing to do with the Sheish Arayis. It's a statement that the
Ain't certain. No, but the Taisa Yishanim already told us that they would all be hookish together. That the Chamesh Esrei and the Sheish Arayis would obviously all be hookish together. We wouldn't make such a difference. We need to have the Ain't Sarah El Meach. We need that part. It's like Rashi, it's only that shows us because it's only the Eish Asach, that means it's B'makim Mitzvah. We need that part to be B'makim Mitzvah. Rashi's just saying that part is not because of the Kari Shabai. I'm just saying, so you have Tzara the Kares, whatever, like the Parish Yasu says, and then you have the Litmus says, how do you know to separate those two at the end of the day?
Let's go further. Let's keep on reading. I don't know the answer. I just want to see if he says it a little bit clearer later. So let's just read it again. Let's just keep on reading. And that got the yiksha. It doesn't make sense. Keep the concept called Achos Isha no Miyama. In other words, since the mice there's no yibum, the maybe they taught the creases. The hukri surikama. In other words, my answer is that it's a chiddush if there are two creases. So I guess his kasha is that's also not a chiddush. Of course, there's two creases. Why shouldn't there be two creases? Hey, the Rambam.
The Tzara is a Kiddush, though.
What?
On the Tzara, it's a Kiddush.
Wait. He's going to get there, yes. Let's wait, patience. Hey, the Rambam, thou, Kosav, Vilaka, Prat, the Erba, Sheba, the Kuchim. That Erba, the Kuchim, Kosav, Rabba, Magin, after Rabba, Magin, Erba, Gula, Srika, Grub. Rabbeinu Kosav Sugin Kamaisa, Meshavi Iker, then Einaf Kamina. That's what the Rabbi Magid says. Pemisa, what? Pemisa Tubinaf Kamina Iker, Tiamina Erein Srikha Gra, Pemela Chayef Shnei Chatis, Beshoigay. Shemachos isha veishes och and nasa chayvaka nasa meis avi moisif. A whipko, the avi kodam, a shenkim, these people crawl. Yome minoko, kreikayim rambam, eno karzen eishes och. In other words, he's saying, if you're going to tell me that unless we have, that we're going to need an extra drasha to tell me that this kares, so it's going to come out that if you're learning out from a local, you're not going to have kares. So you're only going to have one kares. And the last one. So obviously I'm wrong. Keep the hadra and the straight kama, made a kama, the straight opposition to kama. Okay, my kama, bonus me nine. Is he just bringing a raya? I don't want to get into that when you. That you automatically get both. Okay, good. Vidule dibe Rashi. If not for Rashi, but you see Omer, the Einish Minayan Atsarakoi. It's only going on the Tsara. The after cause of Litzar. The Tsara is Erebus early Yibum. Because we come after this way at a less way at a lot. The car is Eshazok. Maybe only the Easter is Eshazok. The father, Apasara, Kinas, Astara, Astra, Beferish, to have a Shitok Shamakom Mitzvah. And so, what's the Gemara's Kasha? The Gemara, Onish Minayin, Shukhaev Atsara, Beit Chatas, Beshaigang. Right? So, he says here, Beferish, that he wanted to say the Gemara's Kasha is, I understand for sure that there's one Chatas, because it's a Shitok. But how do I know what?
For the Tsara.
And it's hard, yeah. But how do I know that it's Beit Chatzis?
I mean, the same question, but he's taking for granted that there would be Beit Chatzis for the sister of his wife.
Right. The Lule Rashi, the Pirish, I mean, I am in Yavim Erba Osa Rasa. I ain't sure.
Maybe the Taka isn't. Why is the Gemara bothered by that? Maybe this Taka only one.
No, he's assuming. So he's making this radical assumption. That the Gemara, that there are two chates by the Tzara. He says, Beferish, that there are two chates by the Tzara. So the Gemara's kasha is, Gupo, like we would assume that there's only one chates. There's only an Eshetach. There's no Achos Ishto, because it's not really an Achos Ishto. So the Gemara's kasha is, how do I know there's two chates? And somehow or another, the Pasek, somehow tells us that there's two chatas. That's exciting. But he said, but Rashi, that doesn't work because Rashi's learning it. The kasha is also on the erva, and the erva is pushing us two chatas.
And what's the Gemara's answer?
According to him?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. Drush.
No, I'm saying that there is a crisis from Litzer. That's what he means. The Gemara's answer is.
Gemara's answer.
That was Machadish that point?
Yes. Yes. I think Gemara's answer is that you get a courage from the Achos Ishto. Yes.
One second. I don't understand with the Paras Yosef within Rashi. What is the tzad that the one that's actually his sister-in-law, his wife's sister, shouldn't get two courages?
Don't know. That's his own. That's his kasha himself on himself. So that's why he's leaving Rashi Shver. He wants to.
That must be. But he's basically saying this is what's going on here. So according to Rashi, you have to say that's going on within the wife's sister also. But yes. According to me, I would rather say just the Tzara.
Yes.
Maybe Rashi disagrees with you, reporter says.
Okay. But he's saying like this. He's saying on the Tzara, it makes sense that there's a Chiddush and it's two Kares, which is true because the Mehechi Teisi, you're really not an Achos Ishto. So Pashas is only one Kares. So if the Gemara's Kasha was only on the Achos Ishto, on the Tzara, so then the Gemara's Kasha is good. But he said, but Rashi, who says that the Gemara's Kasha is on both, and Rashi says, Beferish, Rashi says, Im Yibim Erba Osa Rasa, so he has a problem. Once, of course, the Erba, of course, there's two Averis. Because the erva is an Achos Ishto, and the erva is an Eishes Och Shalav Makom Mitzvah. So why in the world should anyone not know that there's two Karises? So that's why he's leaving it Shver. He basically leaves Rashi Shver. So if I didn't have Rashi, I would have said it's only going on the Tzara. And if it was only going on the Tzara, it's very good, because I wouldn't know that the Tzara is two Isurim Karis. I would think that Tzara only gets one Karis. One Korban, Katzis. But Rashi, who says that it's going on the erva, so he basically is a trick. What you see from him clearly is a super, super, super radical thing that he's saying that the Sarah gets two chattas. He says that in the second, the first part, paragraph, he said, first column, he said it, but not as Shabbat. The second one, he says it, but fresh. So this is like really, you know, radical. I really don't believe anyone says such a thing.
He compares it, in
other words, the Rashi, the Chara before, for sure is befarish, not like that. I really think Rashi is befarish, not like that, because if you're going to say
that it only goes b'makom mitzvah, because the fact is that there's a eishes ach shelo b'makom mitzvah, and that's on the Torah, that clearly sounds like there's only one iser.
Right, because otherwise Rashi did not succeed in answering his question. Rashi tried to explain why it's ein sarah edameah. But if there's two isurim, so how did Rashi answer the question? Why doesn't the second, the iser achos ishto, apply when there's no ach? He only succeeded in answering why the iser eishes ach doesn't apply. So if there's only one iser, that only an eishes ach, so then Rashi is very good. Ain't sir and they ach, because in that case he can't have an eishes ach. But if there are two isurim, so Rashi never answered the question, because why can't you have an achos ishto? It doesn't. I don't see.
Unless like Shmuel was saying,
not like it.
I think Shmuel was suggesting that it starts off the process. Meaning, right now it won't get started unless there's an achos ishto. But once there's achos ishto, then you can say contamination on top of that, so to speak.
Okay, I don't know. I don't hear that. Sorry, I'm sorry. What can I do?
I have a little difficulty here also, but.
Maybe in Lamed Ches, he says that's the Griz. In Lamed Ches, he says that's the Griz, but that Griz himself doesn't go that far.
Who's Lamed Ches? In the footnote?
Footnote, Lamed Ches. He says this Chiddush of the Peres Yosef, he said that's the Griz. Said, whatever, whether or not that how strong is that contamination?
Maybe. Okay, that's what I was saying. That's only the Gabe, right? In other words, if I only had the Grizz, he just doesn't know the Yeshivish Sprach of the Gabe, whatever in my share. He's saying,
What's the Grizz saying? I'm not.
The Grizz, apparently, we said this, Hakira, we said this yesterday and 2 days ago, that how does Erva Pater the Tsar? Why is the Tsar a Pater? So the way Rashi seems to clearly say it, when we're reading Rashi, is the Din Litzur says that Erva Pater is a Tsar. That's all it does. Now that the Tsar is Pater, Mimele, the Tsar is Aser, because it's Eishasach, Shalabu Makom Mitzvah. That's how the Grizz says.
Why did I explain why she doesn't get Chalitza?
Because the Litzur gives you a Ptur, Yibam, and Chalitza.
But like he's saying, an Islandist still has to get Chalitza.
I don't, everything is different. Islandist doesn't get Chalitza anyway. It's not
no?
No. So doesn't get chalitza. Now the litzar gives you a p'tur yibam and chalitza. Once you have a p'tur yibam and chalitza, memela you're an eishes ach shrava makom mitzvah. But the grid says it works the other way. You know, whether what comes first, the chicken or the egg, that the erva is the achos isha is an iser. Litzar says that somehow or another the iser of the achos isha contaminates the sara. So the sara gets an iser achos ishto. And now that the sara is an iser achos ishto, therefore the sara becomes pater. Because if you have an iser, the iser paters you. And now that the iser achos ishto paters her, then the meida she gets an ashes off. So it's a three-step process. First, the erba doesn't pater you. The erba asters you. Once you're usher, therefore you're pater. And now that you're pater, you're an ashes off. That's the grid. So we're trying to answer anything. It just saying
because that way of looking at things.
No, do me a favor. We're not doing Beggar's Kasha. We got another answer. But he's saying, and I agree with him. I don't know who this person on the bottom is. That it doesn't mean that the grid was saying that the Maisa you're gonna get kareth for the Eishes Ach for the Achlas Ishto. He was just saying that you get a lumdisha achas ishto, which is ligabe patering you from the mitzvah. Because achas ishto has many powers. Achas ishto is an avera, the yachayvanic kares, and you get carbon. And achas ishto also has a power to create a ptur in the zikas yibo, which is learned from Aleha. So when the Torah said litzror, and the Torah said that the erva contaminates the tzara and gives the tzara an achas ishto, it doesn't necessarily mean that it makes him an achas ishto ligabi everything. And therefore, if you have beer with her, you'll be over in achas ishto and you're chayiv carbon for achas ishto. It means it gives them an ister achas ishto ligabi the kayach that an achas ishto can pater the zika.
Rabbi Chanan says this for the Farish. It's only the Gabi removing the Zika.
Okay. He says it too. This person in front of the weird Rabbi Chanan saying?
The different versions of the old one or the new one. The new one is, I think it's Simon Gimel.
Okay. And he's saying that also because you see his lotion in the.
Pshan Ravashi.
He says, the iser zeh who rak our mitzvah, the lo da bolei chayev. And if it's only legabi the mitzvah, there's an iser. But as far as legabi bia, there's no iser. It's not an achos ishto. Okay, that. But then the prima gadim is earth shattering. So what comes out? Very, very interesting is there seems to be three shitas. What we don't understand is how in the world the Prima God is working in Rashi. This old beast, he's coming to answer Rashi. The biggest raya is because at the end of the piece, it says, Belule Deve Rashi. That means that in the beginning of the piece, he was working in Rashi. So it seems to be Mamish Saisa Rashi. I don't know the answer to that. I don't know the answer to how you can fit, how are you going to send this in Rashi? I don't know.
Because of the previous Rashi.
Yes. So notwithstanding Aaron's answer and Shmuel's answer, but I'm not ready to buy it yet. So I don't know. But what comes out in the very interesting Bekiyas is that there are three different shitas. The Prima Gadim learned that Erba Mamish makes the Tzara and Achos Ishto. It is Mamish and Achos Ishto. So that you mamish the two choruses and two chattas. You're a full-fledged achlas ishto. You're a full-fledged contamination.
In which case? Only b'malka mitzvah?
B'malka mitzvah, yes. Yes. And it's tzaras erva according to the prima godam, it's totally contaminated. And you if you have beer with that tzaras erva, you'll be over two karas. Just like if you have beer with the erva herself, with the achlas ishta herself, you'll be over two karas or two chatas, because you'll be over on a eishes ach shlomo makom mitzvah and an achlas ishta. So likewise, if you have beer with the tzara, you'll get two isurim. That's the prima godam. The grizz is, or and Rav Nosson is telling us that the Rav Chanan says the same thing, is a modified version that, of course, if you have the bia, you only get one gares, but the gabe countering you from zika, you got a lumdisha. A lumdisha is not a real. You got a lumdisha eish achas ishto. And a lumdisha, the erva transfers to the ksara a lumdisha achas ishto. And a lumdisha achas ishto is only good enough to pater zika, but it doesn't make an iser kares a maisa. So therefore, in a maisa, you only have one iser kares. But the way it works is the erva transfers the lumdisha iser achas ishto, and the lumdisha iser achas ishto is mafkia the zika. So the zika, the erva, the tzara paters herself. It's not that the erva paters the tzara. The erva gives the tzara, the erva contaminates the tzara with an achas ishto, and the achas ishto paters itself. In that regard, the grizz and the prima godam are the same, except that according to the grizz, they both know the erva paters itself. Except that the according to the grizz, it gives her a full-fledged sicaris, and according to the prima godam, it gives a full-fledged sicaris, and according to the grizz, it only gives a lumdish sicaris, which is only an sicaris, a gabi patrin.
The Tosas you showed
Rashi, Pashas was saying that there's no transfer. There's no the tzara gets no iser eishes achas ishto, and the only reason why the tzara is, and rather what happens is the erva paters the tzara. The erva paters the tzara. That's it. The erva paters the tzara. Yeah. What?
The Tosfos Yeshanim would just, Rabbi saying would just not hold of Rashi, but he could hold of either one of the stadim of the Paris Yosef. You know, this Rebbe was very stark yesterday that the Tosfos Yeshanim is certainly not saying Rashi's, and he would just hold either one of these.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm not so stark that he's not saying Rashi, just for the record. I was trying to say it's a little mashma, but I don't feel so bad. You know, once I find that the Paris Yosef argues with Rashi and the Grizz argues with Rashi, and you're telling me that the So I don't know. It's okay. So it's not so bad. But you see, theoretically, the way the footnotes explain the Pshat and the Grizz. So that could probably fit into Rashi too, because Ein Sara Adam Each, since it's only a lumdisha achas ishto the gabi patrin tam yibum, so that wouldn't do anything by the ach when there's no ach. So the way he understands, where the Mr. Footnote understands the grid, that could fit into Rashi too, because theoretically, ain't starting to be off, because the only iser bia at the end of the day is an iser achas ishto, is an iser eishes ach. So you might get a lumdisha iser achas ishto, but that's not an iser bia. That's only an iser yibum. So when there's no ach, there's no iser bia. So, you know, that maybe could work also, but the grizz. Not the grizz, the Paris Yosef, there's no way it can work in Rashi in the Chayra. Because according to the Paris Yosef, that there's mamish and Isra Achos Ishto So then how in the world did Rashi succeed in explaining why ain't Sarah had a meyach? Because there's no way, because the Eishes Lach Shomo Kol Mitzvah. So what? But what if that, that granted that is it doesn't apply, what about the other Isser? So, no, I mean, okay, that's where we're holding. So we have three shitas in how Tur Tzara works. It's, you know, the basic Yesidus and Yevamis. Rashi seems to learn, the way we're reading Rashi, is that it's your potter and a meda your aser. According to the grid, you get a lumnus of age akos ishto ligabe mitzvahs yibam, and the iser, the lumnus of iser patas your zika, and then you get an iser eshesav shavak mitzvah. But the prime godim seems to say that you mamish become contaminated and you've got two choruses. Very, very chiddushik. Okay. All right. I don't know. I have to think. If you people, if anyone can think of a defense for Rashi besides Aaron Hertzberg's answer.
That's for the Primogodim's reading of Rashi?
No. For the Primogodim. How the Primogodim fits into Rashi. I do not know. But okay. All right. Yeshikayach, everybody.
Thank you.
We're probably going to go back to tomorrow. But okay. Unless someone has an answer. Okay, that's how I came up with it. Okay, Shikaya. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.